It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Heart Matters. I am not Ginger. Welcome to Heart Matters, though. I'm Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, and I'm here to be your guide tonight to all things Heart Matters. Ginger is having an evening off, and she invited me to come and sit in for her, so I am here. And in case you don't know who I am, my name's Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I'm an astrologer, a spiritual business coach, and an intuitive psychic advisor here at 12listen. I live in Boulder, Colorado, and we're here tonight to bring a bit of live action. I know we had a recording, was that Jay's show earlier or Jamie's show earlier? But I'll be here with you live tonight. And tonight, it is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. And it's 5 p.m. Pacific time, 6 Mountain where I am, and 8 on the East Coast. Let me look at the astrology. We have the sun in Aquarius. The sun is newly in Aquarius. And where is our moon tonight? I do know that one of the big things happening today, is the sun and Pluto are holding hands. So we can talk about that as we get going. But first, I want to invite you to come over to our chat room. If you've never been there before, the best way to get there is to go to our website, 12radio.com. On the left-hand side of the page, you're going to see a button that says chat. And if you click that, it'll pop you right over into the chat room, where you'll find me and Serena tonight and Renee. I saw Renee there earlier. I'm just going to go over there now. And of course, I'm refreshing the page and waiting for Facebook and hitting the right buttons. And there we are. Okay, Renee is here. And Rosalie is here tonight. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Thank you, ladies, for being here with me. It is my favorite thing about 12 Radio. And we are interactive radio, right? So if you have a question, or if you would like to ask a question at the halfway point tonight around 5:30, we're going to be doing some reading. So if you would like a reading, you can ask for that in the chat room. And we can just kind of vibe together. We have such a great community here at 12 Radio. It's always fun to see who's showing up. And if you're listening and you're not in the chat room, please come and join us, because it just makes it a lot of fun. So tonight, I was thinking about all the many things that we could talk about tonight, you know, including the sun just moving into Aquarius. I'm an astrologer, so I always start with that, looking at the energy, looking at what's going on in the world. There's a lot of, let me look here. I'm looking at the chart for today, the chart of the moment. And my software is not giving me the chart. But that's okay, because what I was going to say is there's a lot of water and air. And so chances are we are feeling ourselves today. We're feeling our emotional self today. Our emotional body is heightened, triggered. We probably are, I know for myself, just having a lot of buttons pushed. And the Sun conjunct Pluto in Aquarius is opposite Mars right now. Yeah, that's an interesting placement because, you know, Mars is the planet of disruption, action. You know, it's not considered the most beneficial planet, but I can't say anything bad about Mars because you all know I'm an Aries sun and Aries is ruled by Mars. So the willfulness is also willpower. There's impulsiveness, there's energy, there's initiative to Mars energy. It gets us up in the morning. It helps us make goals and plans and to take steps toward the things we want to create in our lives. But it also is our anger. It is our, it is the part of us that, I just got this image of anger. Like you feel, for me, if you can tell me in the chat room where you feel anger, I feel it first in my stomach and then in my teeth, you know? I grit my teeth because I can't say what I want to say. Although I'm much better at expressing anger now than I was when I was younger, growing up really in my family, we really weren't allowed to express anger. Only my mom was allowed to express anger. And maybe we'll get into a little bit of that. And so what would happen to me as a kid, I would get just this powerful surge of energy, almost like vibrating my body, and it had nowhere to go. You know, I didn't know how to move it through my body the way I do now. And then I would just cry. How many of you, when you get ticked off, go to that place too? Like, you're on the verge of tears because you can't express yourself the way you want to. That's how I've been feeling every day this week, actually. and part of that is the only fire energy in the astrology at this particular moment in time is Chiron. Chiron is an Aries. It's been an Aries for a while. And Chiron is in our personal charts, it indicates our childhood wounds. It indicates the things in us that are the places we got hurt that we still carry. And it's the places where we got hurt that we ultimately alchemize to become our gifts. So it's not a lot of negative there, but that's the only place where there's fire. So there isn't a lot of action happening. You know, Mars is in Cancer. It's not super happy there because Cancer is a water sign and it's a very nurturing water sign. So a lot is happening under the surface. You know, a lot is being expressed under the surface. And if you're listening, I'd love to hear how your week has been. Of course, this is the week of the inauguration. That was on the 20th. The sun moved into Aquarius on the 19th. It's been a little bit of a heavy vibe, at least for me. And what I'm hearing from my clients too, and from my kids and my friends, is people are feeling a little bit ungrounded. People are feeling a little bit like some people are noticing they've dissociated. They've left their bodies. They're zoning out. You know, they're overeating, watching too much TV, avoiding the feelings because it's because the feelings are so intense. Other people are working out and running like crazy because this energy needs a place to go. And other people are sharing that they just feel a little bit lost right now, a little bit like untethered right now. And if you've been listening, if you've been following me for a while, or if we've done readings together, or you remember my radio show, I always do a Monday astrology update, a weekly update on my YouTube channel. And this week, I looked at the astrology, Aquarius moving into, the sun moving into Aquarius, Pluto coming right behind it. That is indicating, places in our lives where we feel powerful and where we feel powerless, both at the same time. And I was looking at that and then feeling the energy of the collective and kind of tuning in to what my clients have been sharing. And I decided, I can do an astrology update another day this week. But today on Monday, I decided to make a meditation video. And I'm going to go and put that in the chat, actually. If you are a YouTube person or you're interested in following me there, I'd love to have you come subscribe. If you like this meditation, you might like my astrology readings or my astrology videos. If you like my astrology videos, you might like this meditation. If you take a deep dive on the channel, there's more meditations there because this would be, quite a few years back. I did a series of meditations during an eclipse cycle, and I think that was in 2018 when I lived here in Boulder before I moved back home to take care of my mom. I was made a series of meditations, but anyway, some of you know too, and if you don't, I'll share. I taught yoga and meditation for more than 20 years of my life. It's still like a place of sanctuary for me, yoga and meditation both. And what I lean into when I remember, because sometimes when we are in a challenging space, we don't remember to go to the supportive things that we know will help us. So when I remember, I return, I amp up the meditation practice and I return to my yoga practice, daily to have that touch point to reconnect with myself, to reconnect with my connection to the divine, so that I'm not feeling like a kite, flying on the end of a tornado or something. I feel grounded and like I can allow whatever I'm experiencing to move through me. I can hold a big space of energy for my clients. So you can try this this meditation. If you are listening and you want to find my channel, you want to go to youtube.com and then you can either search Dove Light, which is all one word, Dove Light Astrology, or my name, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, and it will take you right over to my channel. It's something that I'm working on. I'm working on growing that this year and reaching more people. I've been having a lot of fun sharing astrology because it is a first love of mine, as well as writing. I'm planning to get more into sharing some of my creative adventures, but each full moon and each new moon, I also create horoscopes. So you'll find those videos there too. And yeah, come over and check it out. Let me know what you think. And I'd love to know your experience of this meditation, which is called the Golden Light Meditation. And I'm going to go and see who's here because, I wish I could play it for you. I forgot to kind of line that up. Denise, hey. Oh, Denise is sharing the tear emotion happens for her too. Yeah, I don't really understand that connection though. Like, but I have so much tenderness in my heart when I notice that happening. Like, I'm so angry, and instead of, you know, expressing myself verbally, it comes out through tears, and it's sort of frustrated tears. It's an interesting conundrum. I don't know if that happens to men. I don't know if that's, you know, something about the way I was raised, to be a good girl, to be, you know, pleasing and to not lose my cool. But I'm always curious what happens, because it does feel like it's connected to my inner child somehow. And I don't know if that's your experience too, Denise, but thank you for sharing that. Hey, Renee. Renee is here. I love your little avatar. She's so cute, saying hi. Rosalie is here. Thank you so much for being here. And Tara is here. Hey, great to see your avatar too, with your beautiful curly hair. Curly girls gotta stick together, right? Rosalie is sharing. She's been feeling like this since Sunday, feeling hurt and unable to express my feelings. It's really intense. It's a personal level experience. This is what I'm noticing about the energy right now. It's a personal level experience. Like, you know, me just feeling, you know, I live by myself with my dog who's listening here. She's helping me steer the ship tonight. She's on the couch looking over Freya, Miss Freya, who you all might remember from when she was a puppy. She's now three and a half. But since Sunday, Rosalie's been feeling this, like, it's kind of a tender feeling, right? Feeling hurt and unable to express her feelings. So there's that on the personal level. And then I feel like it's in the collective too. Like, I'm in reaction to so much that's going on. Since the inauguration, right? Since Monday, at least for me, that's what my nervous system is reacting to. But it feels like a very old, it's a very old pattern to go to that, like, place of fear and then anger. And then I don't know where to put this anger. And then I just get teary. And then I go hug my dog. We do have this week, you know, the Aquarius energy comes in with air. And after having the heaviness of Capricorn, and I hope you don't mind me saying heaviness of Capricorn for all the Capricorns out there, but Earth energy is on the heavy side. And that's what we want with Earth signs. They bring us back down to Earth. They bring us into practical, the practical things we need to do. They help us stay grounded. But Capricorn energy can also be very, how do I want to say this? Self-involved to some extent, and very concerned with, I want to say practical things, like your finances, get your rent paid on time, get the mortgage paid, get the bills done, get gas in your car, you know, before the storm comes. Those kind of things are very Capricornian things. And also, you know, government is Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Saturn loves patterns, reliable, predictable patterns, and systems and structures. So when I'm gritting my teeth, when I'm angry, that's a Saturn response. That's, you know, Saturn rules our bones, the structure of our bodies. So it's good to notice right now where you are tightening up, where you are holding energy in your body. Maybe you're gripping your fingers, your fists. Maybe you're clenching your teeth. or your stomach. You might be like really holding a lot of energy in your belly. So you want to like breathe down into your diaphragm and relax as much as you can right now. So coming from that Capricorn kind of energy into Aquarius can feel a little funky at first, because Aquarius is very high air. Like, it's the air that we can't quite reach. It's the air that's like right at the edge before we get into space. And Aquarius energy is very, it can be a little bit spacey. It can help us come up with really great ideas, really innovative ideas. Aquarius is very forward, future focused. Like the phrase I like to use is Aquarius is here with us, right? Aquarius energy is here, but Aquarians go out into the future and then they come back. They go and gather all kinds of new information and then they come back and try to communicate that to us. And so we just came from this Capricorn heavy energy, and we're kind of getting bombarded with all this air, heady kind of stuff, kind of energy. So feeling a little bit ungrounded makes a lot of sense. So if you've been feeling that since Sunday, that makes sense, because we just moved into Aquarius season on Sunday. I'm actually clicking through the Facebook group here. I have to go back, and you probably hear this on every show, get to go back and refresh and then hit all comments. Over and over, because I don't want to miss anybody. So I'm forgetting what I was going to say quite about, just moving into Aquarius energy is, see, me forgetting what I was going to say, that's very Aquarian. How many of you are Aquarius in the chat room? Let us know, because we want to celebrate you. You know, I'm talking like I don't like Aquarius or I don't like Capricorn, but I do. I love both of those signs. And we also have to pay homage to the fact that we each have qualities of all of the 12 zodiac signs within ourselves, you know, as part of our makeup. So we all have that Aquarian part of us, the innovative, the eccentric, the unusual, the unpredictable air energy. Okay. I am refreshing Facebook again. Sorry for the silence. Yeah. So brewing underneath the surface with the Sun and Pluto holding hands, Pluto, the planet of transformation, of transcendence, of death, and birth and rebirth, sort of comes in and helps you change your life, helps you make changes, helps you see the things in your life that need to change, whether you like it or not. Opposite Mars. So under the surface, there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of anger. And at the same time, we have the moon in Scorpio. The moon is Scorpio, a water sign, opposite Uranus in Taurus. That is an electric opposition. That is electric tension energy, sort of frenetic kind of energy that is stirring up a lot of emotional material in our bodies, you know, in our minds, in our thoughts, but mostly in our bodies. And what I recommend with this kind of energy is happening is that we move your bodies, you know, and this has been an interesting time for me movement wise, because I walk every day. It's kind of my jam. I get the dog out and she gets her exercise. She's a super high energy dog. And it has been so cold here. Like, we had a nine day stretch of sub-zero temperatures. And I am still healing from having had pneumonia. So, you know, the advice is not to go out and walk for miles in the ice, frigid, cold weather. So I haven't been moving the way I usually do, which helps, you know, when I'm feeling this much tension, this much emotion. And I know it's cold everywhere right now. It's in the teens in Maryland, where I'm from, and it snowed in Pensacola and in New Orleans. And what is it like where you guys are? So instead of walking, I've been dancing, which is something that I used to do, but it's like, we gotta get this moving through right now, because there's so much that needs to be expressed. Denise is saying purr, very cold, very still chilly today. Hope you're doing better after your illness. I am, Denise. And I have to say too, if you've heard me say I've been sick, in some ways I want to apologize, but my tendency is to never tell anybody, you know, except to never tell anyone when I'm feeling that incredibly vulnerable. But when I first got sick in October, I thought, I need my community. I need to feel that people know what's happening with me. And of course, my friends here know, and my neighbors knew. But there's a part of me that it just goes inside my shell, and you know, no one's supposed to know that I'm not feeling well. And so I started this practice of like mentioning it everywhere, mentioning it on Facebook, you know, mentioning it in videos. And thank you, Denise. Thank you so much. I am feeling much, much better. It's very strange. Maybe you all can relate to this too, but this is a unique thing for me. I don't get sick very well, very often. And to be by myself and to be that ill was really, it took me into a really deep, vulnerable space to kind of see, like, what are the changes I need to make in my life so that I have a better support system around me. You know, my closest friends here were actually away for October through January, through the first weeks of January. So I was, you know, reaching out to people I don't know very well. And anyway, so shared it probably a little bit too much. But yeah, moving from Capricorn and the transition to Aquarius takes some time. It does. That's really a really good sentence, a really good idea to remember. Denise is sharing that in the chat room. It's not instantaneous. And I think for some of us who are, well, for all of us here listening tonight and in the chat room who are sensitive people, we feel it more. You know, if you're listening to this radio station, chances are you are, you know, a highly intuitive person. You are self-aware and you feel things, you know things and experience energy in deep ways. So yeah, it's a huge change to go from earth to air. Whew. So no one is saying that they're Aquarians. Okay, so I can say all of the bad things. I can say all the crazy things about Aquarians. Actually enjoy, I have one of my best friends is an Aquarius. My oldest has Aquarius rising, as does my sister. So I have a lot of, you know, Aquarius energy in my life, and it's so fun. And quirky, because these are the people in my life who are Aquarius are the ones who like to wear costumes and like get dressed up and become characters and stuff. And that's always fun. Okay. Let's tune in and see if you would like to have a reading tonight. I've kind of talked a lot so far. I did forget to mention that Mars is retrograde. Yes, Mars are retrograde. So it's like the action we want to take, we can't quite take it. Like we get right to the edge of like pulling the, you know, the, of pressing the go switch, but we can't quite go. We can't quite initiate what we want to do right now, which just adds to the tension in the air. Going to refresh the page. I brought with me tonight, I brought my my fairy deck, as well as the oracle deck I usually bring to shows, the Divine Abundance deck, the Tosha Silver deck. So we have two to play with. And maybe we'll pick two cards for everybody who asks for a reading, since we have a nice intimate group here tonight. Let's pick a couple cards for all of us. Interesting. Okay. So the first thing I pick up, this is for us as a collective, everyone listening live in the group with me tonight, listening on their headphones tonight, and everyone listening later, two cards. One is called Precious Time, and it's a fairy who's working in like a little clock, like an old-fashioned clock factory. And she has an owl with her. And it says, the fairy of time wants you to experience every moment fully and to make the most of your precious time. It is the one resource we have that is not renewable, right? Although I do think we can stretch time. I do think we can. The other card that came up is called Humility. And it also has an owl on it. So there's something about owls tonight for us, owl medicine. And the card says, allow me, divine, to always accept the right assistance. I welcome your help in every way and delight in receiving it. Both of those. I love that for us. I hope someone is looking up owls for me. I know owls are a symbol of wisdom. Maybe I will look it up too. Now let's take a deep breath together, everyone listening. And as you exhale, you can sigh it out. And let's do that two more times. So we're going to inhale. As you inhale, feel your belly come forward. And bring the inhalation all the way up to your shoulders, all the way up to your clavicles. And again, exhale with a sigh. And we'll do that one more time. And with this exhalation, you're sending your breath down through the soles of your feet into Mother Earth. It's feeling your breath, your energy attached to the center of Mother Earth. And then let your awareness come back up into your body, into your heart center. And turn on the back of your heart chakra. Sometimes we forget that our chakras are like spherical, right? They're spheres. They are open to the front of our bodies, to the sides, and to the back. So remember to turn on the back of your heart chakra as well as the front of your heart chakra, and let that part of your body get bigger and bigger. You want to feel the energy expanding in your heart chakra. You might feel it become warm, or just a feeling of spaciousness, of like taking up more space. And then just notice how you feel now. The meditation I posted for us, the one I made from, so my channel is a standing meditation. Well, you can also lay down and do it. You can always lay down and meditate. You can curl up in a ball. Nobody is coming with the, like, you know, to give you a bad grade for your meditation posture. But I like to do this particular meditation, this grounding meditation, standing. So something to think about. It's similar but longer than the breath I just led you all through. Oh, there's Tara and her little fairy self looking so cute. I love the... I don't know if that's like a sticker or an avatar or just what. There's so many things we can do on Facebook now. I'm going to pull a card for you, my friend. I'm going to pull two cards for you. The first card is very Plutonian. And it's all about transformation. And there's this beautiful fairy with full curly hair and butterflies. This fairy tells you to surrender to a transformation in your life that's happening for your highest good. Embrace this transformation because the best is yet to come. Wow, I just got goosebumps. That's quite beautiful for Tara. And the other one is divine love. When you offer everything to the divine with detachment, with no expectations, you begin a love affair with God. It's kind of an interesting concept. And it has an image of, and has owl feathers and butterflies on it. Okay, refreshing our Facebook page. I know we have 18 comments, and I just need to find them. Hey, Renee is saying she is subscribed. Thank you for subscribing to my YouTube channel. That is like the best. That is so kind and generous. Thank you. And yeah. You can click on this link here. It'll take you right over to it. Rosalie is sharing her grief this week stems from an Aquarian. How interesting. Okay. And Rosalie is asking, oh, Tara is Aquarius rising. Love that. Love that. Okay, Rosalie is asking, I'd like a reading. What do my angels and guides want me to know about my love life? Is that the Aquarian kind of feeling that? The first thing that pops out is the card called Surrender, Rosalie. And in Tosha Silver's world, in her books and her teachings, she uses the word surrender to mean detachment, like to let go of expectations. And this, the image here is of a woman doing a very heart-opening kind of posture, and a beautiful bird is flying forward out of her heart. And it says, sometimes learning to surrender can feel as if you're dying. The ego learns what's hardest to stop. Let me see. The ego learns what's hardest to stop trying to control the whole universe. Yeah, that sometimes that is the hardest thing, to allow things to be as they are. To say, okay, you know, this is what they're doing. And I feel like this definitely relates to your love life, Rosalie, to what if you were able to just let it be as it is, to be in that moment of feeling a sense of possibility, but allowing everything to be as it is, making no movement to try to change anything or anyone, which I don't know about you, but that's a real practice. The other card is called Hidden Depths, and it has an image of a fairy who's wandering into a pool, and there's a waterfall behind her, which is very Aquarian. Aquarius is the water bearer, so you often see the image of Aquarius holding like a big container of water with water pouring out. Sometimes it gets mixed up. People think Aquarius is a water sign because it is. It does have an emotional quality. It does have a lot of feelings. It has a lot of compassion for humans, for humanity, for the world, for its creatures. Okay, and it says, Rosalie, something is about to come to light. Perhaps it's a secret or a memory in the back of your mind. When we expose what's hidden, we become free. So at my senses, there's something that hasn't been said or needs to be said. That's something that you want to say, Rosalie, and your guides are showing me, write it down for right now. Write it all out. It may even be a letter to someone in particular, so that there's a container for what you're feeling and what you need to share that you haven't been able to share yet. And that's for Rosalie. All right, going up the list, we have Denise. Let's pull a card for you, Denise. Let's see what's going on. Denise is down the road from me, I think, right? Like, having pretty much the same weather. The same cold, frigid, like, I was wishing I could, I live on the second floor of an apartment building and with my dog. And I was like, couldn't you just like take yourself down the hall and I could get her on the elevator and maybe she could like make her way outside. No, we would never do that. But it's funny to think about. I bet you I could train her to do that. And then Renee is sharing her mother was an Aquarius sun and her sister, Rachel, is an Aquarius rising. So yeah, we have a lot of Aquarian energy around us tonight. Okay, Denise is sharing she's going to be moving in March, but she's still looking for the right spot. Any thoughts about location around Denver? I don't know why, Denise, but I'm seeing you going a little like to the west of Denver. And I have to be honest, like I've been out here a while, out here meaning out from the East Coast. I'm from Maryland, so out here for a while now, but I still don't quite know everything that is to the west of Denver. But I'm feeling like, is it Golden maybe around in that area? I don't know. Somewhere around to the west of Denver is what I'm seeing. Like maybe northwest-ish from where you are now. And let's pull some cards, Denise, and see. Okay. Nature signs. There's a beautiful fairy in a blue gown is connecting with nature. And again, there's butterflies in this one, in this image. And the message is to be receptive to the subtle messages of nature. You know what comes to mind, Denise, is to take your question and do a medicine walk with it. And I know it's really cold out right now. But during the middle of the day, when the sun is out, if you can, take your question in your heart and take a little walk and look for signs It could be an actual sign. It could be something in nature, depending on where you are. Because nature talks to us continually. And when we open our hearts and our minds to receiving messages, we will. The other thing that's coming in for you, the other card is clearing. It's called clearing, and it is the image of Ganesh is sitting on the center of this card in all his royal energy, the energy that removes obstacles in our way. And sometimes the obstacles are our worries and our thoughts about what's coming. You know, where do I go? How do I make this happen? And I've been feeling some of this kind of stuff too, Denise, lately. So whenever you're starting to feel worried about it, offer that up to higher power of your experience. And the card is saying is true offering arises when we can really detach from the outcome and take our feelings of worry and offer them to the divine. We start to trust that we will always be taken care of. We will always get an answer. And we will always be held in the arms of the divine. I hope that helps you, Denise. And let's go ahead and refresh the page again. So many refreshes. I just want to make sure that I don't miss anything, because each time I refresh, it's like more and more things fill in, more and more comments fill in to the center of the thread. It's interesting. Okay. Rosalie is saying, thank you. This is spot on. Thank you so much for sharing that. Rosalie, that means a lot to me. Tara is saying, yes, great cards. Wonderful. I'm glad to have that feedback. I always try to tune in to the sacred space that we create here together, you know, during the show, our co-creative space between the radio station and the Facebook group and all the beautiful people that come in and share the energy. And I don't, Renee, did I pull a card for you? Would you like a card? I think did I? We did Rosalie, Tara, Denise, Renee. All right, Renee. Here we go. I don't think you're asking, but I'm still going to pull up for you. We have a few minutes left, and we're going to use them all up. Okay. Hitting that refresh button one more time. Let's see what. What message do we have for Renee tonight? We had the card that just flew out of this deck, and it is called Karma. The two cards, Karma and Gratitude. And Karma is the image on the card for Karma is someone crocheting. Do you crochet? I do. In fact, I've been working on a couple projects here. Because it's another thing that I do for like stress relief. And someone is crocheting like the web for surrounding the world. Like she's crocheting a giant spider web, kind of looks like. And it says there is nothing from a past life that cannot be addressed in the current life. It's an interesting way to describe karma. And then the other card is goddess, the goddess Lakshmi of Hindu iconography. And it's her with her hummingbird and her hand up. There's a rose, there's a lotus here too. And her hand, out of her hand is flowing coin after coin after coin, just reminding us that we are always surrounded with abundance and all its beautiful forms, and that we're always taken care of. We always have enough. And it says, fill me with gratitude for all that you give. May I be a vehicle for you wherever I go. And those cards are for Renee. What a beautiful card to end our show on tonight, you all. I just want to make sure that I have connected with everyone here. I so appreciate you guys coming in tonight. So appreciate your company. I'm just reading through here, making sure. Yes. And I think we did a reading for everybody here. Yeah, thank you guys for being here with me tonight. And thank you to Serena, who graciously got us on air tonight. And thank you to Ginger for creating the beautiful space for this Heart Matters show on Wednesday nights, 5 p.m. And yeah, I hope to be here with you again soon. And enjoy this energy. Enjoy this, like, do I want to say enjoy the energy? Yes, I do. Because it's giving us an opportunity to practice deep self-care, right? And deep compassion and helping our bodies and nervous systems find ways to release the energy, whatever we're feeling, find ways to express it, whether it's, you know, breaking some dishes, making some art, getting out the watercolors, crocheting, dancing, doing some yoga, whatever it is. But thank you again so much for being here tonight. And you can find me on One to Listen every day. And if you don't see me, you can always request a call back or a chat back request. And I get those emails and I can get right back on for you to take care of whatever your issues are. It's such a joy to read for all of you. And yeah, have a fabulous rest of your night. Get some amazing sleep tonight. And yeah, thank you for listening to 1-2 Radio. This has been Heart Matters with Ginger, with me, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, sitting in for Ginger tonight. And stay tuned for our next show at the top of the hour. And I will see you again soon.